back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There was a major announcement yesterday. President Biden will withdraw all American troops from Afghanistan on September 11, 2021. Now, that date is not an accident. 9/11/2001 was the day that the World Trade Center was attacked by Islamic terrorists. Of the 19, virtually all of them, 16 or 17 of them, were from Saudi Arabia. We did nothing against Saudi Arabia for that, even though there's evidence that the Saudi government was involved. There are more than 20 pages of classified intelligence reports about that that have never been released. The phone number of one of the terrorists who bombed the World Trade Center, who was involved in it, and also the other attacks on the Pentagon and elsewhere, that phone number was in the pocket of the Saudi ambassador. Why did he have the phone number? I would like to see those, that confidential report released. In any event, we invaded Afghanistan right after that because Afghanistan had harbored Osama bin Laden. Afghanistan had harbored him, and that is where Al-Qaeda hatched its plot. Ultimately, Pakistan harbored him too. They harbored him too. And we sent in a SEAL team to get him, but we didn't take action against Pakistan because they're ostensibly our allies. They're not our allies. They have sided with our adversaries. They sided with Osama bin Laden, and they also side with the Chinese. Whenever they get hold of American technology, a drone that went down, they give it to the Chinese to steal the technology. But they have nuclear weapons. We give them $2 billion a year to keep control of their nuclear weapons. This is how sausage is made. This is how foreign policy is made. But that's the significance of the withdrawal this September 11, 2021, 20th year anniversary of 9/11. Biden's judgment is 20 years is long enough. This is the longest war in American history, the longest war in American history. Longer, obviously, in the Second World War, the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, the Vietnam War, any war, 20 years. 20 years is enough. We've taken casualties over there. And essentially, Afghanistan is ungovernable with its present culture. It cannot be dragged, kicking and screaming, into the 21st century. It's essentially not a Stone Age culture technologically, but essentially in values, morally, and every other respect. The sad thing is, and a number of people in the military establishment, a number of Biden's advisors have counseled against taking us out. Because once we are in there, once we're in there, there's that presence alone deters certain conduct. We can keep an eye for terrorist activity. The minute we leave, what's going to happen in Afghanistan, but over in Afghanistan, you're going to see the Taliban take over the country. The Taliban just pulled out of talks in Turkey. Strike that. They pulled out of talks in Turkey that were U.S.-sponsored, but with European involvement, to try to civilize them, to try to get them to promise things. Whatever the Taliban promises means nothing. They have thousands of years of oppression over in that area of the world. It means nothing. It's like the North Vietnamese promising, when we went into a peace treaty with them in the 1970s, that would be the end of hostilities. And a few years later, they invaded South Vietnam, murdered people in Saigon, took it over, and renamed Saigon Ho Chi Minh City. What these people say means nothing. It means nothing. You're like negotiating with organized crime. All right? So what's going to happen when we pull out? The women in Afghanistan, many of them, the more astute women, are begging us not to. They will be brutalized beyond belief in the way they would be brutalized 2,000 years ago anywhere else. They are murdered. They are tortured if they try to get an education. If they show up in public and you see their ankles, they will be beaten. Thieves will have their hands amputated. This is a culture that primitive is a kind way to put it. So the question is, at what point does the West look with horror at this kind of conduct and do something to intervene. And the United States long ago had made sure that all the terrorists over there have been cleared out in terms of attacking the continental United States, as 9/11 did. But we stayed on. It's sort of drift. It was foreign policy drift. It was, well, you know, this is such a disgusting value system. We can't see to stand to stand by and see women and girls brutally murdered like this. We just can't. And I can't. And you can't. All right. And then I ask you a question. Are you willing to stay in Afghanistan forever? John McCain said we should be there 100 years. Well, I don't think we should be anywhere for 100 years. However, I think we continue to monitor it with drones, monitor it with satellites. And if there is a conglomeration of people, Islamic terrorists, who are getting together to attack again and they're being harbored by Afghanistan, we will take them out. And so Afghanistan and the Taliban have got to understand that they're going to go on. They're going to be brutal, despicable towards their own people. We cannot afford to occupy them for 100 years to save them from themselves. However, what's going to happen is if they resume what they did that led to 9/11, we will continue to take military action against them. That's simply it. This is a country that was invaded by the British in the 19th century, and they were driven out. They were invaded by the Russians in the early 1980s and driven out. We're not being driven out. We could stay as long as we want, but people are getting very weary of the Afghan war. So Joe Biden has announced September 11, 2021, American troops will be withdrawn, contrary to the advice of his military advisors. But his military advisors are going on the concept that basically we have to be there forever until they come kicking and screaming into the 21st century. Don't murder their women just because they go to school. And that's an example. That's one of the nicer examples, as vicious as that is, of the kind of terrible things that they do over there. So you decide. You decide. If you were president, what would you do? Would you stay there forever until they clean up their act? They're not going to clean up their act. Their clean up their act is based in their value system, which is defective. It's a defective value system. The people over there are good people, like people anywhere. But I do not want that in this country. And people on the authoritarian left who claim, well, maybe we should port some of that here to, you know, help them out. No. The way we helped them out, we helped them out for 20 years. We helped them out for 20 years, and apparently it didn't do any good. Okay, we're going to the lines. Welton of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Welton?
After 20 years.
Hello?
Yeah, Welton, what's up?
Yeah, I hate to change your subject, but we don't need to worry about anything in a different country. We need to worry about what's going on today in the United States.
Yeah, you have something on in the background.
Yeah, Welton, you're playing the radio in the background, and we're getting some feedback. So if you could turn down the radio in the background, then we'll bring you back up.
I did.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks, Welton. Yeah, go ahead, Welton. Say it again, what you had on your
mind.
Yeah,
what are we going to do about this police brutality out here killing all the African-Americans? We need to do something about that.
Yep, and let me hit that right now. And I will say this. It's true we have to take care of problems at home, but the United States has to understand that we cannot be isolationist. We cannot stay out of foreign affairs, or they will overwhelm us, but we have to do it smart. In this particular case, Afghanistan is unsavable. But on the police brutality that occurred in Brooklyn Center and in Minneapolis, out in Staten Island with Eric Gardner, I'm going to tell you what I've said before on the show, Welton, is this. Any police officer who shoots and kills or strangles an unarmed civilian for a traffic stop or something nonviolent gets fired, as soon as the police chief, and then it gets reviewed for criminal prosecution by somebody in the state attorney general's office, or preferably the Department of Justice. For instance, with Jacob Blake's shooting down in Kenosha, it was disgusting. A guy shoots Jacob Blake in the back 7 times as he gets into his car with his kids in the back, and the DA down there says, oh, this is a normal police conduct. I can't prove that this isn't reasonable police conduct. Well, I can prove it. 7 times in the back, a guy gets in his own car with his kids in the back seat. I can prove that. So what's going to happen is people are politically scared. So police chief, the officer fired, It's a rebuttable presumption. If it turns out that there's something that we're not seeing, fine, then the officer can defend himself and get back in. The police chief, if he says, look, I had very stringent training, I told them, no kidding, you can't do this, here's what you do, fine. Most of these police chiefs wink. And the third thing is the police unions. They can bargain, in my view, on wages and benefits. They don't argue and bargain on use of force, deadly force, and they don't attack and insult the mayor and the common council and the police and fire commission. They keep quiet. It's a military organization. And any union heads are prohibited by law, which is what they're doing right now in New York and elsewhere, of attacking the civilians who control the police department. They're refusing to enforce laws in certain aldermanic districts where they don't like the alderman. That's got to stop. That's got to stop, okay? And very, very simply, you kill a civilian, you kill somebody that you're supposed to be protecting because they didn't obey your order to stop or they start driving away. No, no. You are going to face criminal prosecution and discharge for doing that. You get the license plate number, you wire ahead, you de-escalate. You de-escalate. That's my view, Elton. What's your opinion on that?
My doctor's degree, 2027, I will run for president, 2028, and that will not happen on my watch because I will make a example of any officers who breaking the law like that. You know, it's just not going to happen. They need to be retrained, and they all need to be trained the same way. You know?
Right, and they need more than retraining. They need a change of culture. The culture right now is a siege culture, and it's got to be these people we protect. If one walks away when I say to stop, you don't shoot him. You don't shoot him.
They keep forgetting we the citizens they're supposed to be upholding and protecting, not killing. You know what I'm saying? Then the officers like to disrespect people in order to give them a disorderly conduct so they can talk back to them? Come on now. You can't do that. You're supposed to talk to people civilized. And if you can't do that, you need to find another job.
You made good points. Thanks for calling in, Welton. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Going to a break. A lot more back after the break.